It's interesting that the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI are alerting their operatives in police departments and intelligence to be careful, be cautious, because of ISIS. And I think this is all part of the fear campaign that is really, really quite professionally being organized by the ruling oligarchy here in the U.S. and across the West. The people of our countries are being made to fear this really construct called ISIS that was made up of U.S. and Saudi Arabia and Turkey and Jordan, money and operatives, training, arming this ISIS in order to widen the war in the region. But more importantly, it's being used in this country, in my country, in the United States, to create more fear, to have people rely more on the police and security operations, which means give away your rights. I was just in Ferguson for 5 days, Ferguson, Missouri, where the protests have ignited the nation, particularly within the black community, after the killing of this young man, Michael Brown, by the police. I participated in many of the protests, and the police were extremely aggressive there, even when we were just doing simple things like sitting on the city hall steps. And so the American people now, it's been determined, are the enemy as well as so-called ISIS, and the police are being militarized and being used to take us down. So these declarations by Homeland Security and FBI and other agents that are really, I think, being used to frighten the people, to make us cower more under the authority of this growing state of feudalism that we're witnessing.